2 Corinthians 9:7, each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. I'm a Dave Ramsey fan. Every day on his syndicated radio shows about money, they play this quote, "Live like no one else now on a budget, so that one day you can live debt-free and give and live like no one else." When people carry the stress of huge debt, they may see needs and say, "I wish I could contribute to that person or cause, but I can't afford that right now." Scripture is very clear that as an act of worship, Christians should give at least a tenth of their gross income to the ministries of their local church. When you study the New Testament, you'll find that we're to give as we have prospered. That may mean more than a tenth. I'm grateful to the Lord for the Pleasant Valley South members and the friends of Pleasant Valley South who choose to obey God with their finances and support of God's church. Beyond the offering plate, we must be sensitive to meet a need that God allows to cross our path. I had a recent opportunity to become generous with someone who felt the economic effects of COVID-19 shelter in place. I didn't wrestle with, should I do this? I just privately took care of a situation. I did not do this for attention or in hopes of getting the gift back. Within 10 days of just doing what I thought God was leading me to do, I received more than 3 times what I'd given away in 3 separate transactions. I don't preach a health, wealth gospel. However, the Lord promises the believer, if we will be generous with the needs of others, He will replenish us so we may give again. I have a friend who was called to heaven last year. We'd been close friends for over 30 years. He owned a multi-million-dollar corporation. He always told me, if you know of anyone in need, call me. I'll pray over the situation. You'll get a check within 3 days if the answer is yes. Don't tell the recipient where you got the money. He said you've got to be a blessing if you're going to receive blessings. I don't want to miss any of God's blessings. I watch God give him unlimited resources to keep giving back. One of his last benevolent causes was to help raise $15 million for a children's cancer retreat center. I'm thankful God spoke to me through my friend, his words and his actions. Have you stumbled over a need lately? God just wants to use the resources he gave you to be a blessing to somebody else.